support,
and furnish
in abundance
for every good work,
and charitable donation.
Give God praise for that. We
glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for providing everything that we need. Father, you are faithful that promised. You are faithful that promised. And Jesus himself said, if we give, it would be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. And Father, I'm so glad to know if it's in your word, if it's in your word, it is valid. If it's a promise from your word, it is valid. If we will do what the word of God tells us to do. So I thank you, Father, for meeting every need tonight abundantly as we give as you have commanded us to do. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. Guys, go ahead and play something while they're receiving the offering. God, I want to read to you our theme verse for tonight, and all of us will be ministering primarily from this one verse, and it's found in, and I'm not saying we won't go to other verses, but we're going to jump off from this verse. That is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I have my New King James Bible here. And it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So right now, the first one that's going to come and share the word with you tonight for a few minutes is Brother Tony Berry. And Brother Tony, I've been knowing him for a lot of years. Praise God, a lot of years. So that tells you, Brother Tony, along with myself, ain't real young. But we love God, amen? And we have found him faithful, and we have found that the word of God is true, and the word of God works, amen? Give God some praise as Brother Tony comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got you ready. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to expound 8 or 10 minutes on the wonderful counselor. Amen. The wonderful counselor. The literal meaning of that in the Hebrew is a wonder of a counselor. And the word wonder there in the Hebrew also means incomprehensible. Do we understand and know that we have a Father that sent a Son, and through the work of His Son, we have fellowship with the Father, and we have the wonderful counselor at work in our life? You know, His counsel is incomprehensible. You know, He said the foolishness of this world, you know, it's just foolishness. But His counsel is far above the world's counsel, right? They may say this, but He says the other, amen? And He is the wonderful counselor, and they'll go into the other parts of it, but He is the counselor. Now, He's not a strategist, a therapist. He's more of a strategist than a therapist. In other words, our wonderful counselor gives us the strategy to get victory, to get the victory. It isn't like I'm going to go get counsel for some therapy. No, I'm going to get some strategy from my counselor on how to win this battle. Amen? Amen. And that's how it works. So we have that opportunity to walk in fellowship with the counselor. And under the dispensation you and I are part of, which is the Holy Spirit dispensation, where we're to be ruled and governed by the great counselor. You know, Jesus said it this way: it's better for me to go away, because when I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. In other words, He also said, I'm going to send you another counselor. Even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. And He said, I'm going to bring him into your life. This is in John 15 and 16. I'm going to bring him into your life so you can walk in close fellowship with him, and you can get his counsel in the affairs of your life. And not only that, I'm going to use him to show you things to come. I'm going to use him to let you become a prudent man who sees something coming and gets ready for it. Amen? And we all need that this day and hour, right? So we are privileged to have the great counselor now. You know, Jesus kept saying that. He said, let me go. I'm going to send you one. I'm going to send you the counselor. I'm going to send you the counselor. And his counsel, again, is incomprehensible. You cannot understand it. You know, he'll tell you to do this when the world's saying to do that, right? He'll tell you to go here when the world says don't go. We bought a house in 2009 during the recession when everybody else wasn't doing it, but he said do it. And my wife said later the Lord had told her for years when we made that move, we would be like swimming up the stream when the rest of them would be going down the stream. So you and I have the opportunity to walk with a wonder of a counselor. A wonder of a counselor. And thank God we do. Amen? And we have that opportunity. You remember the word also wonder also meant this. When Samson's father was calling on the Lord, the angel of the Lord was speaking to Samson's father. And he went and he said this, and I wrote this down and real quickly, and I'm going to read it to you. He said it this way. Let me read it real quickly. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? And actually he was saying, why are you asking me my name, since it's far past your own understanding? That's what he meant. That's what he meant. You know, the word says his thoughts are way up there. Huh? And you and I are, like I said with my sister earlier, we have in part knowledge of this situation. And Paul went on and said to the church at Corinth, it was in Corinthians, he said, because we walk in fragmental knowledge, all of us, we have faith, hope, and love. So the Father has dealt with us faith, hope, and love. We have the love of God shed abroad in our heart. We have the hope, the blessed hope of the church, which is the rapture. But we have earnest expectation of hope in seeing our faith bring things to pass in our life. And then he shed his love in our heart, like I said. We have his love, his faith, and his hope. And we're to develop that. And how? Using the directions of the wonderful counselor in our lives. Amen. Amen. So in closing, I would encourage you to get close to him. I would encourage you to get close to his counsel. I would encourage you to understand when he says move, move. When he says stay still, don't move. Because when you move, when he moves, that's when it works. You remember, in closing, you remember what Moses said. If your presence don't go with me, Lord, I'm not going. For what is it that distinguishes us, Father, from the rest of the world? Is it not when your presence goes with us? Amen. So we need to move when the cloud's moving. Amen. And we need to sit still when it says sit still. That's why we're exhorted in the Word of God concerning the end of days to walk circumspect, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Amen. We are all being nudged by the Holy Spirit's presence, the wonderful counselor, to get close. Remember this, and I will close with this. Remember this, that when there were plagues in Egypt, there was plenty in Goshen. The children of God had plenty when the plagues hit Egypt. So when the bad things come because of the rebellion and the sin in the land, rest assured the wonderful counselor will see that you have plenty. And that you will have what you need. Amen. And in closing, Goshen, where Israel was, where the children of God was before Moses was used by God to deliver them out of Egypt, Goshen means draw near. Amen. So it's time to draw near. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Bless the name of the Lord. Yes. Wonderful counselor. Yes. Wonderful counselor. Yes. Bless the name of the Lord. All right. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Streeter to come. Praise God. And he also is going to minister to you for a few minutes. So glory to God. Amen. Yes. All right. All right. Minister Streeter.
Greetings. Glory to God. I'm just going to refresh you on that scripture again. This is from the Amplified Version. It's basically the same. It says, For to us a child shall be born, to us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I'm going to minister from the Mighty God. Amen. You know, how many of you, mostly men, boys, I know, I don't know about girls with the superheroes, but most of us in our lives, we had superheroes. I know that most of them still do in some sense. I know I did. Wyatt Earp, Weston was one of my superheroes. Superman, Paladin, and Batman, and a lot of those, you know, others that I could name. I know my grandson, he's a Spider-Man and some other things. But so we all grew up with that, but those superheroes. But, you know, later on in life, as I grew up, I was introduced to a man called Jesus.
All right, now.
And he became my superhero.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And those of you who are live streaming, if he's not, go get him. Glory to God. But from the Greek, well, the Hebrew word, the Hebrew meaning of the word mighty God is the word designated for the expected Messiah, is Isaiah 9:6, is El Gibor, from the root word Geber. It is usually translated mighty God, but more exactly, it is powerful champion or godly hero. So that's my hero. Yes. Amen. You know what? And I've learned to rely on him, to lean on him, to know he'll get me out of anything, you know, the trouble and so forth. One of the things that he did was he picked me up out of the muck and the miry clay and set my foot, as David said in the King James Version in Psalms 40, said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an harbor pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear, and shall trust in the Lord. You know, the mighty God have brought me out of a lot of things. First of all, you know, born again because of him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
You know, we used to sing this song that says, what a mighty God we serve. It was written by Elder Eric Daniels. And I want you to listen to these words. It says, and you remember the words that we used to sing. It says, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He holds the winds in his hand, and he is the great I am. He is the bright in the morning star, and without him I would fall. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Shiloh, my peace. Jehovah Sigunhu, my righteousness. He's all. For me, he's everything to me. I don't take it lightly that I walked in this church tonight. I don't take it lightly that I woke up this morning to see the sunlight of a new day. Because what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to serve him because he is all God to me. He's everything I need. I don't need anything but what he won't provide. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's everything. What a mighty God we serve. And I just want to remind you that that little boy that was born in a manger, he came on this earth, and he's still here with us. Not as a little child laying in a manger, but a savior, a healer, a deliverer, a counselor, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. He is God. He is all we need. All you need tonight, just rely on him, lean on him, trust him, and believe him, and he'll carry you through.
Amen.
He's getting us through this pandemic. He's getting us through this. We're here because of him. Remember that, people?
Amen.
He's here. We are here because of him.
Right.
All in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Everybody say this. What a mighty God we serve. It is Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. How did you end that up? And forever
his kingdom will reign.
Say that again.
And forever his kingdom will reign.
And forever his kingdom will reign. How appropriate.
Amen.
Glory to God. How appropriate. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to let you time me. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that leads me, and first of all, I want to say thank you, Minister Streeter. Praise God. That was good word also.
Amen.
Amen. As you know, we are ministering from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
And I'm going to read it to you again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. And my part of this is Everlasting Father. Amen. How you say that? Forever his kingdom will reign. Forever his kingdom will reign. Glory be to God. Now, having said that, I'm going to turn to the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. And I won't read the whole thing for the sake of time. But Mary had a visitation from Mary, Jesus' mother, had a visitation before he was born from the angel Gabriel. And he began to speak some things to her. And when we get down to verse 30, it says, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Verse 31, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and he and shall call his name Jesus. Now, glory to God. Now, look at verse 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Now look at verse 33, will you please? And he will reign over the house of Jacob for how long? Forever. And of his kingdom, what? There will be no end. He's our everlasting father. Glory to God. Of his kingdom, there will be no end. I'm here to tell you that God is, he will always be. Amen. And it doesn't matter how much the world try to get rid of him, they cannot do it. Because he is God, and he is the one that causes, that holds everything together. My Lord, if we could deal away with God, everything else would be gone. Glory to God, glory to God. He is our everlasting Father, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. All righty. Now, I want you to do something for me. If you would, you can follow me. Bless the name of the Lord. Exodus. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3. And I'm trying to unstick my pages myself. Hallelujah. Now, I love this. In Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, and again, I don't have the time to read it all, but God was sending Moses back to deliver his people, amen, from Pharaoh. Praise God. In verse 13, Moses said to God, then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? I love this response from Almighty God, our everlasting Father. Amen. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Glory to God. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am sent me to you. Amen. Not I was, not I will be, but I am the everlasting Father. I am so glad to know, listen to me, I am so glad to know that God is in my past because he is I am. And anything in the past that I have done wrong, anything that I messed up in the past, The great I am can straighten it out for me. Amen. That's the reason he forgives our sins. You know, sins are past tense too, right? Amen. When we're forgiven, of what we have done in the past as well as what we have done recently. But he is the great I am. He goes into our past and wipes it clean. Separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. Am I doing all right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. He is the one that we can stand on. He is a solid foundation. So God told Moses, go tell him that I am sent you. What was he saying? I am God. I am God of your yesterday. I'm God of your present. And I'm God of your tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Real quick, turn in your Bibles to the book of John. Get ready back there, guys. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 8. John chapter 8. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading, I'll read to you, begin at verse 56. And of course, you know, Jesus was having a conversation and teaching and so forth, as he always did. But they he made a statement to them, and he said this. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? Jesus, listen, I love this. Grab hold of this. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, say what?
I am.
Hallelujah. Now notice he put Abraham in the past. He put Abraham in the past. Before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he is our everlasting Father, and he's always present with you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Sing, guys. Hallelujah.
Tonight I want to minister to you about the Prince of Peace. Amen. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Let's look at Michael. Now I'm going to use the New Living Translation. So I want us to look at Michael 5:5. New Living Translation here. Okay. Get my scripture. Okay. Micah 5:5 says, and he will be the source of peace. Tonight I'm talking to you about the Prince of Peace. So we see in Micah, he says that he is our peace. And Micah told us a ruler will come from Bethlehem, and his name is Jesus. So we see in Micah 5:5, he will be the source of peace. He is our peace. When the Assyrians invaded our land and break through our defenses. And when the Assyrians invaded our land and break through our defenses. He is our peace. How many of you feel like enemies has invaded your lives this year? The enemy of coronavirus has invaded our lives. This virus pandemic has turned the world upside down. But we know a man, Jesus Christ, that can turn it right side up.
Amen.
You know, if this virus invaded us, it invaded us. It just came into our lives. And some people dealing with sickness, disease, fear, hopelessness, depression, loss of jobs, name it. But Jesus is our peace through it all. Amen. I've got good news for you tonight. The Prince of Peace has come.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
The Prince of Peace has come. And his name is Jesus. Now I want all of us to say that.
The Prince of Peace
has come.
And his name
is Jesus. And there's no other name above that name. No other name.
Amen.
Now let's look at Ephesians 2:14. Ephesians 2:14. We're talking about the Prince of Peace. Ephesians 2:14 says, Ephesians 2:14 says, For Christ himself had bought. I'm getting a feedback for whatever reason. Oh, excuse me. I know what it is. It's my iPad that's talking to me. No wonder. It's like, oh my. Okay, that took up some of my time. Ephesians 2:14. I could not figure that out. Okay, Ephesians 2:14 says, For Christ himself has brought peace. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He's brought peace to us. Christ himself brought peace to us. And we have to remember that. He has brought peace. So no matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, remember, Christ has already brought peace for us and to us. Let's look at Isaiah 53:5. The Prince of Peace. Isaiah 53:5 says, from the New Living Translation, Isaiah 53:5. It's amazing how quick time passes. Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. So he's taking care of all of it. He's taking care of all of it. Our Prince of Peace. Let's look at Isaiah 26:3. Let's see what it says. Isaiah 26:3 says, You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. He will keep us in perfect peace. Now is a time that we've got to trust God like never before.
Amen.
But in the midst of it all, he said he'd keep us in peace if we stay with him. Amen? Okay, let's look at John 16:33. Our Prince of Peace. John 16:33 says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Can y'all identify with that? But take heart, because I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Jesus says that he has overcome the world. Take heart. Be encouraged tonight. Jesus said, I am an overcomer. He overcame the world. Jesus said, I overcame the world. He is our Prince of Peace. That means that we are overcomers too. So look to Jesus, stay connected to him, our Prince of Peace.
Amen.
So I want you to stand and I want you to repeat this after me. I want you to look up to Jesus and I want you to say, I will stay connected.
I will stay connected
to my Prince of Peace.
To my Prince of Peace.
I will stay connected.
I will stay connected.
To my Prince of Peace.
To my Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
I guarantee you, if you stay connected to him, you're going to have peace. You're going to walk in peace because he is our Prince of Peace.
Yes, Amen. He is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That you have been blessed tonight by the ministry of the word. Amen.
Amen.
And by the songs of praise and worship. This is a time that we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We celebrate his birth. Yes, we give gifts and so forth, and sometimes we eat a lot and we do a lot of all those things, and that's fine because that's good fellowship. But we must never forget the reason that we even have life. It's because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And as I stand before you right now, I'm speaking to our viewing audience. If there's any of you that don't know this Prince of Peace, if you don't know this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting Father, you can know him. You can know him. And he loves you. Think about it for a moment. The everlasting Father, the one that was before anything ever was, if that make any sense. Matter of fact, Jesus himself said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.